It is the Friday show. It's Neil Atkinson. I've got Jim Johnson. I've got Andy Heaton and Fuad Hassan. Does anyone know? So, Fuad, you looked first, unlucky. Does anyone know why Liverpool play Tottenham Hotspur at 7:45 on Saturday?
They want to kill us, Neil.
No, that's not why. Although it would be a good motive for them. Jim, any suggestions? Why Liverpool play Tottenham Hotspur 7:45 Sunday? Saturday, sorry.
It must be something to do with the travelling.
No, it's not. Andy?
Scott and Charlene getting married again.
Could be. As well as any other shout. The reason why is because all the championship games kick off at 12:30 on Saturday. So BT leave the slot free. They all kick off at 1:00. It's the last championship game of the season. So it's like the last game, the Sunday for the last set of the fixtures. So that game, do you remember, I think, when we played Newcastle and everyone's gone, it was mad how late a kickoff that was. Yeah. That was in part because it falls on this weekend when it's the last championship game of the season. So they all kick off at 12:30. This is James Roach talking about Bournemouth. That's the way you do a segue at the start of a show.
It gets strange at the end of a season because there becomes a lot of really quite meaningless games in every division, to be frank, but obviously in the Premier League as well. But this week, old friend of the show, James Roach's beloved Bournemouth, the Cherries, got themselves promoted back to the Premier League. And I thought this would be a nice idea to have a chat about this team. And the thing I would say, James, is they do the business when it really, really matters in a way that is, it's virtually a playoff, if we're honest about it. Mm-hmm. This victory against Forest midweek, an 83rd minute winner from Kiefer Moore to confirm that there would be promotion back to the Premier League. Knights don't get bigger than that, really, do they?
No, it's goosebumps you even saying it as well, Neil. It was amazing. And you know, going into it, I did have a bit of trepidation, I must admit. You know, we talked about it, didn't we? And I think I said at the time, I think we'd end on 87 points and I think we'd do it with sort of three games to play. But the way that it all came about, so that we had Forest, I mean, it was Storm Eunice that postponed that game. You know, it would have been played in whatever it was, February time. But the way it all, you know, the world's aligned so that we had that as our penultimate game. And as you say, it was like a playoff. And Forest have been going absolutely great guns. You know, when you look at their form over the last 30 games, it's streets ahead of anyone, even Fulham. So to have beaten them on the day that it really, really mattered, I think is a bit of a sign of what Scotty Parker's managed to do with this side, actually.